My people watch what you copping. We purchasing mass confusion. And that's craziness, like atheists searching for absolution. That's why a lot of MCs sounding lost in the booth when real rappers got passion just lacking the distribution. They asking for solutions, I'm asking for intervention. Want music to say something? I'm asking for them to listen. But all I get is closed ears. There's no hope here, there's no bravery. So clear slavery, and we all volunteered. Purchased designer shackles, cultivated the beef. Now we herding the cattle. Got me searching for peace through it. I fucked it up. All right.
Bars.
I'm old,
nigga. Don't give him no more. Don't give him no more.
They ain't ready. That was too much as it was. I went too far. Whatever, though. It's What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I am Jay Flan, and I got my homie, my brother, Rich with me.
Rich Nerd. Oh, here just relaxing.
Yo, and I got my ginger beer.
Watching Flan trying to give him 136 bars on the radio.
I was 300 bars and running. They was gone. They wasn't ready. I don't know. See, normally we try to have some sort of outline. Some sort of guide to what we're going to talk about. I think we're going to BS this episode. We're going to have some barbershop conversation. I got to stop playing with these bottle caps. You can hear all that shit. Yeah, have some barbershop conversation. Just chop it up. It's been a minute.
Just get some thoughts out there. This is a podcaster's guide to nothing.
To nothing.
Nothing.
How to waste an hour. Nah. It's never a waste hanging out with us. You're going to catch something. There's always some gems being dropped at some point.
When he says you're going to catch something, he means gems. He means knowledge. That's it. That's all we're passing out.
That's all we passing out. All right. Oh man. So shit, what's been going on?
These new mics sound pretty good though.
You like the new mic? Yeah, so I got new mics. I think you might have seen those pictures on Instagram. We invested in ourselves. Trying to, take a little bit of change and put it into some mics. They sold them in nice pretty cases, so they got me. As soon as it came in the little case, I felt like I was like having a little miniature drug deal. Like, yeah, I get those. Give me two. Package them up.
Mm-hmm. I can't front. I do like the old ones better. Well, not better. So, let me rephrase that. I like the booms on the old one. I like the boom style arm, but these sound pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I still got the booms right there. We can always put these on the boom stand.
Yeah, it works.
I was just...
Something new. Why not?
Just trying something out. And then now we got like a good four set up. So... We got some guests coming soon. So
I'll be ready for that soon.
Now we got like nice. We got four good, decent mics with stands that we can arrange the room how we need for larger groups.
We gonna get cracking, get it popping. So I just got a Twitter update. This is random. Got a Twitter update.
Okay.
Watch the Cowboys versus the Vikings streaming live on Twitter Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
That's got an account with Twitter. They don't watch Fox. Don't watch any channel.
It's not on any
come
channel.
Come on Twitter to watch this game.
Exactly.
What the fuck kind of shit?
It blew me when it first happened this year. Like I came home ready to watch the game on Thursday night and couldn't find it. And it's like, it's on Twitter.
You need a Twitter account to watch a game now.
I had to put the Twitter app on the Fire TV.
NFL and lo and behold,
it was a damn game on Twitter.
So what is it, just one tweet just like live streaming the whole time, or you gotta like keep updating, or you gotta keep hitting it fresh,
or it's like something you've never seen on Twitter before? Like all of a sudden you go someplace
and it's
live video. Like it's not like it's like in a tweet, it's just like live video.
Ain't that something? What the fuck?
Yeah, they doing all kinds of new shit right now. I could probably get it up on the PlayStation, but nah.
That's crazy.
I ain't just watching the Cowboys. I do hope Minnesota exposes them tonight, but I feel like the Cowboys haven't played anybody. See, and this is how I set myself up. If I say the Cowboys haven't played anybody and they've played the Redskins twice, then I'm saying that the Redskins are nobody. See? And that's what I was gearing walk directly into that.
Aren't they playing the Vikings tonight, though? So
they're playing the Vikings.
So was that a bye week?
Nah, I think the Vikings got a good enough defense that they might. It might could happen tonight.
I just want somebody to give them an L.
It's got to happen. I think if the Vikings don't do it, the Giants might get
them. The Giants, listen. If we got to smack them again, we got to smack them again.
I said I stepped right into that. So I said Giants, and his eyes lit up.
Come on, listen. Somebody got to give these dudes a L. The Giants got to do it.
We shall
the boys
see.
In blue, the G-men.
We shall
you
see.
You got to do it.
I need both of y'all to go on some losing streaks so we can we can get back to wild card relevance. And my boy Jordan Reed is hurt. He's out. That's messing up my fantasy numbers. Oh, man. Last week was such a good week. And then this week, they're just trying to steal my joy. But I'm not going to let them do it.
Happy, joy. I'm not going to let them do it.
I'm not going to let them do it. All right. What's up with this? I guess it's after Thanksgiving, so it's not relevant anymore. But what was that whole you named the Shirley Caesar? I got beans.
Yeah, the challenge.
The You Name It challenge.
Who even came up with that? I was on Facebook one day, and some dude with a beard was talking about he got beans and collard greens and yams and
you name it,
tofu, and I guess they said you name it. He said, okay, he named it all.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the one of like the vegetarian Thanksgiving.
And then I just saw it everywhere. It's like, the fuck?
You name it.
I feel like they taking this whole challenge thing a little bit too far. It was the ice bucket challenge. And then, you know, you had a good couple of months.
Yeah.
Then you had the condom challenge. You know, you got a good couple of months. You have the cinnamon challenge. You got a good couple of months. But now, what they got? The You Name It challenge, the mannequin challenge. Like, it's too much stuff popping up at the same damn time.
Let's do the challenge. Like, let's challenge people to come up with a good challenge.
Ain't gonna happen.
I was reaching for something. I don't know.
But I mean, man, don't get me wrong. Some of them are good. Like, some of the mannequin challenges, I saw a video. Did you see the one with the dog?
I didn't see the dog.
I saw one with the dog, and they had the dog posing, like, mad different ways. And the dog is just being still, like, and they're filming it, and you see his eyes going by, but he deadass wasn't moving. I don't fuck. I can't get my dog to stop at the door.
We
order pizza.
Kid ain't about that life.
No.
He don't do that type of stuff. I saw two that I thought was really dope. I saw the underwater one.
That was hot.
That one was hot. And then the pole joint with all the ladies.
Oh, the pole dancers?
The pole dancers. Yes. That shit was crazy.
We watched that one strictly for educational purposes.
I mean, they wasn't doing that. They was just on the pole, holding poses, you know.
It was pretty dope.
Speaking of on the pole, my Segway game is on.
That's what she said.
It's on 100. But, my peoples is in town, and I've already been asked about the Yellow Rose. People is trying to go to the Yellow Rose.
I'm not on the Yellow Rose.
I've driven past it like a million times. There's some strip club down here. And all I know is the sign says steak and shrimp for $6.99. So I keep telling Tammy, like, we gotta go in there for the steak and shrimp. You know, I'm just trying to see what $6.99 steak and shrimp might be hitting on. It might be something. You never know. But now I got an excuse, you know. I'm taking off the next couple of days. My people is in town. They want to go. I, like, babe.
There is no way.
Like, babe, I didn't even want to go. But I didn't want to go. But they took me, and the steak and shrimp was awesome. I don't know.
Have you ever been to Twin Peaks?
Where is that?
See, it's a Twin Peaks right off of Lewis Henna, right there over there by the Egg and I and Hurricanes and all the rest of them by the mall, the shopping area, Target and them, Old Navy, whatever. We randomly out with Renee Parents one day.
Okay, that's like one of them like Hooters style joints.
We're hungry, you know, we stop in and eat. I've never been to Twin Peaks before. I didn't know what was going on. We walk in. All you see is women in lingerie. Bras and two pieces and panties. I didn't know. As soon as we walk in, Renee is like, go ahead and look.
Do it. Go ahead.
I got my knife in my pocket. Go ahead. I got something for y'all.
Knife in the pocket. She ain't even going to use the one on the table. She brought it home.
Damn. She's like, you knew what was going on in here. I've never been to the place.
I've been to Bone Daddy's. You been to Bone Daddy's?
No. Oh, yeah. But see, Bone Daddy sounds like I should be weary.
It looked like a barbecue spot. Like that's all I do. And see, they got the smoked wings is vicious, but it ain't nothing to see in there. Like it's all like, and I've had this idea for a long time. Maybe if we can get this podcast popping, I can get a little podcast money and this multimedia company because we are official now, people. We are official.
TWS Multimedia.
Multimedia LLC. Yeah, we are incorporated right now. But if we can get this popping, I've been I want to open a spot, and I think Texas would be perfect. Go to Pflugerville someplace. I want to open a joint. You got Hooters. I want to open a joint called Cheeks. I think what's missing is, like, you go to all these spots, and they got the Hooters, and you know what Hooters is about. It's all about, you know, top heavy. And everything be missing, you know. What I'm coming in to see,
we as a culture, right? We as a people, it's all about the backyard.
Right. So I need a spot where that's the highlight, you know. And as I think most people know, you know, a lot of women either go one way or the other. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to find, you know, some girl that work at Hooters and at Cheeks. It's very difficult. So our spot might be like, you know, it might be a little, you know, A cup up top, but we got the cheese. I just got to figure out what the signature dish is going to be. Like, if Hooters got wings, am I ribs, smoked turkey legs? Like, what am I going
on? Thigh central. I don't know. Wait. Yams.
Yams?
Yams and gams. Yams and that's right. The slogan. Yams and yams. I don't know.
You try, but it's cool. It's good. Nah, but nobody steal my idea. Now, I was never going to do it. Tandy wouldn't allow me to do that.
No, not at all.
It wouldn't work out.
Not only that, I could never even show any support.
Nah.
I can't get in the door. Renee is like, and you got Cheeks, like, at home. Just leave it there. Leave it there.
You have to immediately, like, remove all funding. Like, none of the money, none of my half of the profits can go to anything involved with that restaurant.
That'd be crazy, though.
But how do we get on? The strip clubs. You know, I don't like strip. Every time I've been to a strip club, a woman has taken me. I do not like going to strip club. I feel uncomfortable in a strip club. It's not an environment for me. I don't enjoy it. I don't get the point in looking at stuff and paying money to look at stuff that I can't touch. Yeah, and I can get free out.
I'm going to say something that I'm sure my listeners are going to judge me on.
All right. I'm going to judge you from right here, so go ahead.
I'm 33. Never been to a strip club.
God damn.
Never been to a strip club.
Oh, hallelujah.
Or even Renee has been to strip clubs. I've never been to a strip club. Because I've always been like, what's the point? And I'm like,
I feel you.
Throw my money up and you're going to dance and then I'm going to get excited and okay, see you later. Yeah. And then.
That's impressive, sir.
I feel like I'm saving money.
I come in. I'm not judging you. I wish I had that stat.
Yeah, I feel like I'm saving money.
I haven't been to many strip clubs, but man, I think, man, and I'll wait because they here in town. I'll wait for them to tell the story of when I turned down the lap dance. Yeah, that's it. I'm not even going. It's a good story. It's a good story, though. What was that? Fuego's.
Reminder, when I listen to this later, ask about the lap dance.
You gotta ask about the lap dance. She could tell you all about it. Ah, man. But that was my DC life. That was back in the day when I was chilling at the, the 13th Amendment?
Man.
That used to be my spot. That's my bar. I miss my bartender. I can never go back because I had the coolest bartender of all time. I'd go there, you know. Every time I got my bill, it never seemed like he rang up half my drinks. We would just talk. He had like a signature drink he made, you know, in his brother's memory. He'd make me a couple of them drinks. We randomly take Jameson shots whenever he needed a break. That was my man. I just went there one time. I was in one of those depressed moods. Mm-hmm. And I think I went there on a mission and I accomplished my mission. Shout out to good bartenders. But yeah, I ended up... That was like one of the scariest moments of my life. I ended up, I woke up in the hospital, shackled to the gurney.
Damn.
Yeah, I've had some. Yeah, things have gone. I've had some bad nights. Team Sober Life, ginger beer.
I've had a few that, unfortunately, the guys caught on camera. Thank God those videos went away.
Why we can't get? I think now, you know, I feel like we need to get this popping so that I can have my little semi-celebrity moment and then I can officially say no flash photography is allowed at my appearances. I'm getting sick of dudes with cameras, like, you know, catching you slipping. Like, you know, if we out and we having a good time, let us have a good time. Yeah.
So is that idiot with a camera.
You can't be snapping the pictures and then trying to hold it against the dude. But now I can't. Now I don't feel like I can mm-hmm. be comfortable and have a good time around you because you might.
Exactly.
You might try to set me up.
That camera thing. That just reminded me. Renee and I had this conversation yesterday. You heard about that? The T.I. and
Mayweather.
Yeah. Final, but Tiny.
What happened to her? Has anybody ever like officially said, you know, what happened? Was it like a botched plastic surgery?
That's what I'm saying. Like, did she just keep going?
Like, what happened?
What is it?
I don't know. I want somebody to say it. Like, I think we all looking at it like, yo, what happened to her? Like, has anybody ever came out and said, this is what happened?
Would you take ownership? Let's be real.
Would I?
Ain't nobody up here talking about that's my work. So
I'm good.
But a few months ago, I forget when it was, some shit happened. Mayweather said something about Tiny. T.I. swung on him. So, some shit, right?
But right there, like, does that not, like, unequivocally prove T.I.'s gangster? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you swing on Mayweather.
that says a couple of things to me. One, T.I.'s gangster.
Yes.
He has no fucks to give.
No, none.
Two, either he's crazy or he got them hands. Either way, do you really want to be the person to find out?
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? If T.I. is swinging on Mayweather,
yeah,
I'm not fucking with T.I.
And we know beyond, if he don't have hands.
Hammers.
You feel me? We already know. That track record is
Mayweather ducked Pacquiao. He ain't going to duck at 38. But yeah, so that should happen. So basically, he been had beef with Mayweather. They got beef, whatever. Mariah Carey had a Halloween party. She was about to take a picture with Mayweather. Tiny walking by, and she's like, "Oh, come take a picture with us." And Tiny took him up. That's the queen. I can't say no to the queen. So she's like, she takes a picture with Mayweather or whatever. And so that leaks out. So of course, she like lets T.I. know, like, yeah, Tip, you know, I ended up taking this picture because it was gonna be in the papers anyway.
Yeah.
What she neglected to mention was that she was dancing with the nigga. So this video comes out later. Somebody leaked it. They said it leaked out of Mayweather's camp. Mayweather Sr. might have leaked it, but you know, nobody's taking ownership right now. And basically is a video of Tiny and Mayweather slow dancing. Super close, doing a two-step, know what I mean? So, and Mayweather talking shit now because we already got beef.
Yeah.
We fought the first time over your girl. And now, we had a Halloween party. And I got your girl up on me like, hey, T.I., how you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's fucked up. Off GP, she wasn't even, and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, granted, you know, famous people, you're going to hang out with other famous people.
Yeah.
We understand that. You got to be around the same circles all the time, but you ain't got to slow dance with the fool. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
All I can hear is that that Ghostface song in my head. Like, you don't get a nigga back like that.
No. So,
knowing that me and that nigga had beef.
Yeah, so basically, they just had him up in the rafters. They out here dancing on the floor. Somebody up in the rafters got their phone out, just taking ghost video. Next thing you know,
world star.
Yeah. Oh shit! Thinking my motherfucking world. That's another. I don't mean to go on a tangent again.
All right, well, this is the point of the BS.
Did you see?
I ain't been on world star in a minute.
I posted it on my Facebook. The two girls who got into the fight in the parking lot.
What did it do with one drink? Was reaching in the car and was just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they attacked each other with their cars?
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? So supposedly they got into a fight over a parking spot or something. Somebody cut each other off, stole her spot. They started fighting. She spits on her windshield. They start thumping or whatever. Then she starts pulling on her windshield wipers, trying to break them and shit. Next thing you know, they're playing Rock'em Sock'em Robot with the fucking cars. So looked like a 2016 RAV4. Against like a 09-ish, 2010-ish BMW X5.
Damn, so what is it? Like, what do we have to do to calm this, like, unnecessary aggression? Like, it's a fucking parking spot. Like,
only,
why we go this hard over
exactly,
a parking spot?
Not only is it a parking spot, there is no way, my motherfucking car?
Yeah.
I'm going to ram my car into your car?
To prove what?
Insurance don't cover everything.
To prove what? Like, what's the end game? That's what I keep saying. Like, what is the end game? When you lost it.
They lost it and gave no fucks at all.
Right.
At all. And because the whole thing is on video, insurance not paying for nothing.
Nothing.
Not only that, they ran over that hydrant.
That's charges.
Property damage, assault with a deadly vehicle. Shit, they probably going to attack them with that water bill. We lost 3,500 gallons fucking with you bitches. Pay it.
I don't know. I never been that mad. Like, I get that mad. I want to walk away. I'm trying to get away.
People cut me off on the highway on a regular basis. I'm not driving my car into somebody.
I don't want to do the, because we just did the round table discussion. I don't want to do the men versus women. But sometimes I think we understand that the stakes is high. Like, we don't get in the, dudes avoid beef because we know how far it can go. We know how quickly it can escalate.
Exactly.
And what the stakes are. So we, like, you got to let certain shit go because you're not trying to have that kind of fight over nothing. Mm-hmm. You know?
And that's the thing. Dudes always recognize their bullshit meter.
Yeah.
We know where our bullshit threshold is. We tend to try to walk away before we hit the threshold. Because we know what's going to happen.
Once you get
to that certain point,
there's no coming back.
You're not going to be able to pull yourself back. You know it's going to escalate quickly. And once you're in it, you're definitely not going to walk away because of that male ego, that male pride.
Yeah.
Just don't go there.
You know, the crazy thing is, especially when I was dating, like before I was married, I love being married. Let me just say that. I love being married because all that shit is behind me. And every time I see, like couple fights and dating drama, I'll be like, thank fucking God. Like, as much as my wife can get on my nerves sometimes, I'm glad I have her and I don't have to deal with none of that stuff no more. But I remember when I was dating, you know, I used to tell people all the time, like, I don't get angry. You very rarely see me angry. I seem like pretty even keel all the time. Like, I don't get too happy. I don't get too sad. I don't get too anything. People just think I'm monotone and shit all the time. But I don't get angry because I know when I go there, I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how to come back. And it don't end quickly. Like, I'm going to be angry for hours, days. Like, you've been forgot about it and cool. And that shit's still eating me alive.
You still mad?
So I try not to get there. And then, like, but women will take the fact that I don't get angry as in I don't care. So they try to make me angry. So that
just
to get a rise out of me, so they can prove I care. Like,
okay, like, you are emotionally invested.
If you can't do something to anger me, then I don't give a shit about you. So I gotta prove that I can do something to anger you. But I'm telling them, like, you don't want to see that, like, because I'm gonna go way further than you want it to go, and I'm gonna say, like, I already think like horrible shit. I think like. Anything you've heard me say on this podcast, I am filtering myself. Like, you have not heard me just, like, thought come right out. Like, I was like, should I say that? I say it like this. But when I'm at 10, it just all comes out. And I say it, and it ain't no coming back. I'm going to say something to you that's
going to... Yeah, I can agree. I've said some...
you know what I mean?
Some not right shit.
Hey, I'm going to say something to you that you ain't gonna be able to look at me the same no more.
You push somebody to that point, you gotta be ready to just be okay.
So yeah, I'm slow to it.
Be ready to walk away, cause thank you to her. I ain't go all the way left. But we had some arguments and she looked at me like, what? My bad.
But you know what though? I don't think, cause I already told you that story. I was getting ready to say I never called a woman out of her name. But that was because I was drunk. That wasn't because I was angry. That was because I was drunk. And he'll say that story for when my boy gets hit.
I typically don't do that either.
Yes.
See, I just said the B word a few times now during a stupid story, but I don't think I ever say that to somebody's face or call that or, I guess, refer to somebody like that because can't do it. Too many women in my family.
Yeah, and I did it once. Messing around with I accidentally called my sister that. Like, you know, back when I was a kid and listening to too much gangster rap, and I just thought, like, yeah, you get mad, that's what you say. Like, I ain't realize how big a deal it was. And the ass whoopings I got, though. I think I got beat by every woman in my family. Like, and it was one of those things where, like, you get beat originally, like, when it happened. You know, as soon as my mother got home, my sister told what I did. I got beaten that night. And then, like, my aunt, who we were living with, you know, she heard what I did, and she gave me a beating that night. But then it was the month later, you know, and you just running in the cousin so-and-so, and they hear the story, and now you getting the beating all over again. You know, mm-hmm. It's a month later. Like, you never outlived that beating.
No.
Like, at any moment, like, somebody new could hear the story. I'm 34, 35 years old, and I might catch one right now.
Man.
So, yeah, I think maybe that's why I don't even really, like, if I'm quoting rap lyrics, I, like, glaze over that word. I feel a certain way about saying it. It does slip out every once in a while, but not because I want to say it. Maybe because I feel like it's the appropriate word. There are some moments where I feel like that's the appropriate word, but I don't think I ever use it, like, referring to women. I can't say referring to females because we had that discussion.
Listen to that episode.
But I call a dude a bitch in a second.
Hell yes.
Hey, get that bitch out.
speaking of beatings, I remember I was a kid. I had to be like maybe 9, 10-ish, maybe somewhere around there. And my sister did some fucked up shit. She did some meaning you did some fucked up shit. You know you did it too. And she did it to my aunt. And she blamed me. Aunt comes home, whoops my ass. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, you know what the fuck you did? And she just wore my ass out. Then my grandmother beat me. Like, 2 days later, I'm still traumatized, butt still on fire. Like, she used the good belt, like the thick leather. So, talking to my sister, and she comes clean. Well, I still don't know what's going on. She's like, oh, I did so-and-so, and I told that it was you, my bad. So I go to my aunt like, oh, I didn't even know what happened. It was her. She did it. She just admitted it. And she looks at my sister and she's like, I'm sorry, ducking her head down and shit. And my aunt is like, whatever, you grounded. And I'm like,
grounded?
Grounded.
I couldn't get the ground.
You're not gonna beat her? Oh, well, it already happened. It already happened.
To me.
When you beat my ass. Right. When you beat me, it already passed. You beat me anyway. It still passed. You're going to beat her too. You need to pull this whooping off my ass and put it on hers.
You need to pull out that Back to the Future joint.
Man. She slid on that one.
I tell you the craziest joint. My homeboy when I was in high school, the dude that I, my first ever rap partner, he was a Jehovah's Witness. And he used to tell me about it. And I'm not blaming this on
his
religion.
Hold on. Like, was he like a devout Jehovah's Witness?
I think at that time he was, you know, he was in high school and he was figuring it out. I think now.
So his family was the Jehovah's. That's the household he was growing up in.
Household he was growing in.
He ain't had no children. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure he not out here. Like, never mind. Go ahead.
I think he's devout now. Like, I think, you know, I haven't talked to him since like the 11th grade, but I see everybody on Facebook. Look like he's doing well. He's married, all that. But he was telling me his pops used to beat him with a hot leather belt. I was like, yo, what is a hot leather belt? A hot leather. He said, and this like, to be that angry or to be that into discipline that you would go through this like procedure just to prepare to whoop your child is like, I don't know this mindset. He said his father used to boil water and fill up a bathtub with boiling water and then soak his leather belt in the hot water, and then when the belt was good and hot, then he whooped him with the belt. And that's premeditated. That's some, you know what I mean? That's some next level type. God damn! Like I think it would only take one. I think you would only have to do that to me once I knew you had the mentality, whether or not the whooping actually hurt that much.
Yeah.
Once I knew you had the creativity and the patience. And just the mentality to come up with some shit like that.
I'd be good, and then gone.
Moment ASAP. I can get away from you, I'm about this. Sorry.
That's some Django type shit.
Yeah, that's some psychopathic type.
He heated up the motherfucking belt.
Like, was he like mutilating cats when he was a kid. So like,
that shit is worse than when your parent tells you to give them your belt.
Yeah. And beat you with your own belt.
Ooh, That's crazy.
But see, we talking about a life and a world that don't exist no more. Like, none of this could go on right now. None of this stuff we talking about with these whoopings and hot leather belts and multiple whippings and yeah, friends and family whipping you.
Kids don't get whooped and beat anymore.
Nah, no more.
No,
When I had my daughter, I was like, you know, I don't think I can discipline a girl. I don't know how I'm going to do it. You know, I can't take tears. I figured Tammy would take that role. And it's already flipped. Like my little girl, I'm not going to say she's bad. I'm going to say she's a kid. And I can't say she doesn't understand, because I believe she understands. I believe, like, her attention span is so short that I can say no, stop, and 2 seconds later, she don't remember that I said no, stop, and she do what she want to do anyway. But she'll go over the stuff that she knows she's not supposed to touch, and you know she knows she's not supposed to touch it, because when she gets there, she turns, she does the look back to see if you're looking at her. And then I say, don't do it, and she look back again. I say, don't do it. And then sometimes she'll look at, like, she won't even look at the thing she's not supposed to touch. She'll look at me and while she's touching it. Like, I'm going to make eye contact with you. I want you to see me doing what you just told me not to do. And then I got up the other day, and she's just turned 1 a day, so she wasn't even 1 year old. But I just gave her a little tap, a little pop on the hand, like, but I said no. And, like, my wife went, like, told my mother-in-law, like, she's like, snitched on me, and I'm like, God, I thought I was going to be the one that was too easy on the baby and was going to have to lean on her to be the disciplinarian.
I raise my child?
I got snitched on Man. For popping her one time.
It got to happen.
And it wasn't even like, I think she looked at me like, I hit you harder than that, Daddy. What was that? I just gave her a little you know?
Yeah, parents these days, it's not the same.
No.
I'm not saying you need to go out and abuse your kids. I'm definitely not telling you to go heat the belt up. That was some cold, calculated. What the? That's some next level whooping right there.
I mean, that story has stuck with me.
That's some next level whooping right there. 20 years. But I'm 33 years old. Got my own place. Got a nice career. Doing fairly well. No issues, no rugrats running around, no drug habits, no prior BS. I'm good. I'm a product of ass whoopings. Listen to me, folks. Whooping your kids work. It works. It does wonders. Don't beat they ass, but whooping your kids works. Spit a rod, spoil a child.
If nothing, it teaches you that if you're going to do dirt, you gotta keep that shit on the low. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we got a generation or a whole society. I won't put it on a generation. I think the millennials have taken enough ass whoopings, enough
lumps. They got enough public right lumps. Now. But see, they do it to themselves. These kids, back in the day, you sneak out the house, go to your friend crib, you have a little drink, you do whatever your dirt was, and we would sneak back in the house.
Right.
They sneak out and record themselves sneaking out.
Yeah.
They record themselves drinking. They record themselves doing all the dirt.
Post it on the internet.
So and they get mad because they got caught.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, at least the whoopings taught you, if I'm going to do my wrong, I'm not saying I'm going to be a saint, but if I'm going to do wrong, I got to work a little harder and not get caught.
Let me spare my parents. Let me spare them this stress.
Yeah. But now people just do whatever they want to do in public, in front of everybody, and be like, and what? Say something.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I want. I can hit this lady with my car on tape because
they don't care.
Because she stole my parking spot. It's whatever.
They don't
care. What you going to say to me?
I think that society has just dumbed down too much. The amount of active fucks people generally give nowadays is none.
I'm enjoying these these phrases and terms. Cause they sound technical. Like you can have active fucks and inactive fucks.
That's what I'm just saying.
You can have active and passive fucks. I don't know.
I think that's what it's true though. Yeah, if people genuinely had more fucks to give, we would have less drama. Why? Perfect example. back in the day, when I did dumb shit, I gave a fuck about what would happen, because I knew what would happen would involve the belt in my ass. Yeah. See, these kids, they're in the clear. It's especially, this one bothers me too.
Tell them why you're mad, son.
All of these little ungrateful little motherfuckers out here get a little spanking and they want to call the cops and the Bureau of Child Welfare and caseworkers talking about my parent hit me.
Now, Rich. Because I know your answer is going to be the same. When you was a kid and you got an ass whooping and you mentioned to your moms that you was going to call the police, what she tell you?
Get the fuck out.
Mama, call them motherfuckers. Call them. Call, let them come take you away. Call them. She handed you the phone. Yeah.
She did. Actually, she didn't hand me the phone. She handed me the phone one on one.
Yeah, man. Call them.
When they get here, I'm going to whoop their ass. I'm going to whoop your ass.
And you're going to go with them.
Yeah, see. I also got the other one.
What's that?
Don't ever
threaten me.
No. Don't ever get arrested and call my phone. Because I'm going to leave your ass there. Give me no motherfucking bail money. Like, I'm going to somebody's jail to get your ass out? Because you stupid? Fuck you.
Man, I really didn't think Tammy was coming to get me. I'm going to be honest with you, though. When I called her from that damn jail, I did not think she was coming. And the dude, like, I was there. You know what? I told you, like, the whole experience was just so weird to me. Like, it was so anti-everything I ever thought about being in, like, a jail or a holding cell or whatever you want to call it, a bullpen. What is that? I don't know what the fuck the terminology is. But one, you know, I've always heard, you know, in jail or whatever, nobody talks about what they're in for or, you know, why they're there. That's all these motherfuckers wanted to talk about. Everybody wanted to talk about what happened, how they got there, why, you know, the cops was just messing with them or caught them slipping. I should have never done this. I should have never been there. I was like, I'm trying to be quiet. I just I'm just trying to sit here and wait it out and figure out what's going to happen. Wait for my girl to get here. Wait for my wife to get here, wait to get bailed out, or wait to hear what my punishment is going to be. Whatever. I don't want to talk. I'm not trying to make no friends. I'm not trying to hear your story. I'm not trying to tell you my story. And all these dudes want to do is talk. And how much is your bail? You know, this one dude kept going on.
How much is your bail?
How much is your bail? Once we finally saw the judge, now everybody want to talk about how much they bail it. Like,
you know, I can't front. How much, like, is your bail? I feel like if I'm locked up and, you know, we're going to have a conversation, we're going to have a chat, we're going to do whatever we got to do to pass this time. But I feel like when you're in that predicament, asking what my bail is like asking my Wi-Fi code or my social security. Don't worry about what my bail is. Worry about yours. I mean, you're running in there talking about, well, you only gave him $3,500. Why are you going to give me $4,500? We did the same thing. No. Fuck that.
Like, everybody want to know what your bail is.
Don't worry about what my motherfucking bail is.
The one dude, I think, was in there for his fourth DWI. So his bail was like $20,000. And he's telling everybody. And then he finally gets to me. He's like, what's your bail? And I told him. And he's like, you want to know what my bail is? And I'm like, $20,000, dog. I heard you tell the last six people, you know, it's a small room, dude. Like, yeah. I can hear you when you talk. So, yeah, it was crazy for me. That was enough. I don't ever want to go back. I don't ever want to think about going. I don't ever want to be in danger of going back.
Speaking about bail, so I just got a message from Renee.
Uh-oh.
And they are at her job, picking her up right now. So how much do you think Tammy's bail is going to be after she kill you because we ain't order that food?
I sent her a message. I hope she got my message. Like, I sent her a message, like, can you order the food? I got my cameras, my phone being used right now. Ah, yeah, what up?
Just kidding. We ordered it, but they lost it.
See, that's why I enjoy my marriage. Like, you know, my wife knows I'm stupid. I mean, whatever. You know, she knows I'm not to be dependent on for certain things. And, you know, you asked me to order a pizza, when I was preparing to record a podcast, There was a good chance that was going to slip my mind. It was a good chance. But I did send her a message. It's on record that I sent her a message asking if she could do it because I had tied my phone up. So.
I think we're the opposite. I'm usually the go-to person for the food because brother got to eat.
I don't like making decisions. Like, I never know what I want to eat. I never know what I want to eat. And I don't like making
decisions. See, that's the thing. I don't be having a taste for nothing, so... I'll just keep ordering the same thing. And she's like, wings again. Listen, 9 times out of 10, if you're going to ask me, it's going to be some wings.
Yeah.
It's going to be a burger. Or it's going to be barbecue. Just give me some good old American food. Like, listen, what else would you get in Texas? Brisket, wings, burger. That's it. I'm happy every day, all day.
But speaking of picking food... I got a beef with you though. I got a beef with y'all. So me and my wife, we tend to bet on things just to make stuff interesting. You know, I got my PlayStation because we bet on the finals. So we had that housewarming, and you were here, and then you had to leave to go get Renee and come back. And I told Tammy what was going on. So she was like, I bet they not gonna be here before 8 o'clock.
Oh no.
And I was like, man, they gonna make it. So I'm like, let's bet. And so the bet was, because we both hate making that decision, whoever lost had to decide what dinner was going to be every day that next week. And of course, y'all didn't make it here before 8 o'clock. So that fell on me. I was like, man, my man Rich said everything is already laid out for it. You just got to go to the crib, get dressed, come back. They going to make it here before 8. 8, man, that's a whole hour. I know they'd be here before 8.
I mean,
she was sitting there. She couldn't wait. Like eight in 1 second. She was like,
you already know shit happened. I got dressed fairly quickly.
I bet on you, Rich.
As you can see, turns out I had on the same outfit you had on. So we both know how much effort it took.
It ain't nothing wrong. A blue polo is, you know. So I think that's go to male attire.
I think I just didn't give the missus enough time.
No time.
To get it worked out.
I bet on you though, Rick, man. So, I ain't put no money out, but you know. It was pride on the line. Pride on the line. She got me. Watch what's going on. Do I have anything I can talk about? But like, I just got a text. Nah, not really.
Oh, man. I think they're en route. Oh no.
Yeah.
Renee probably in the back seat singing happy birthday to Elise.
it is my baby girl's first birthday. Yeah. So I spent the day. I normally try to do that. I do that on like Tammy's birthday and on our anniversary. Especially on our anniversary, Allie, you know, my Facebook page is all dedicated to her. I switch out pictures of her all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And since we only like 3 anniversaries in, I normally do that, you know, this time. 3 years ago, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I did a little bit of that today with Elise. I was reliving the whole labor journey. And I'm still traumatized. I'm going to go on a little... Yeah, I'm going to go on a little semi-rant here because I think... I really feel like fathers just catch... We just catch the L. Like, nobody cares about dads. Like, nobody cares...
Not a lick.
About dads. Like, Father's Day is the most bullshit holiday of all. So nobody gives... People give passive fucks. So they don't give active fucks on Father's Day. People give passive fucks. They do act. They do think about it a little bit and try to run out and get you the ugliest tie I ever found on Father's Day. But, you know, Mother's Day is like...
Sacred.
Like, you know what I mean? People plan for Mother's Day and they go to brunches and you get a gift and breakfast in bed, and it's her day, and pamper. Dad, you might get your gift might be a tool to allow you to do more work around the house.
It's because these fathers out here, these dudes just giving dads a bad name. So Father's Day come around, it's like, oh, what? You supposed to get you something because you stuck around? Because you're not that dude? Happy for you. And that's it.
And so, man, yeah, being it, you know, the whole labor situation, like, it's like, when I'm talking to you right now, I'm saying, you know, it traumatized me But like, if I go out in public and say that, the first thing you get back was like, you ain't had to do nothing. Like it was nothing for me. Like, I understand.
Yeah, your contribution is jack diddly.
Jack, yeah. And I understand that I didn't do any of the heavy lifting. I'm not in any way saying what I went through is comparable to what my wife went through. I understand but I still went through something. And it's still, like, that was one of the most stressful, emotionally draining periods of my life. Like, that, you know, we went in there, we were there, you know, she was in labor almost 24 hours. And I'm there with her the entire time. She couldn't eat, I didn't eat, you know. She couldn't sleep, I didn't sleep. And I don't know, you know, it was so many, you know, monitors and stuff. I'm looking at her heartbeat, the baby's heartbeat. They're doing all this stuff. She's pushing for 4 hours. She's in pain. There's nothing I can do about it. You know what that's like? Like, you know, to have the person that, you know, you love more than anyone else in the world be going through something like that, and you're pretty much helpless, and you have to keep telling, and you can't show fear. Like, you can't show, I can't look at her and say, I don't know what's going to happen, and I'm worried, and I'm
full-on optimism, you know, however uncertain you are.
We got the little baby's heart rate thing, and I'm seeing the heart rate dip, and I can't look like that's shaking me, because if I get scared, you know, I'm all she got. So, man, it was one of the most, I remember just when it was over, just wanting to go someplace and scream, like, because I just had so much pent-up emotion that I had to swallow for, like, a full 24 hours with no sleep.
Yeah.
And then you're there, and, like, you know, she could order food from the hospital restaurant, but I couldn't. Like, they would bring food up for her. But if, you know, and I'm there the whole time. I ain't left the room once. But if I want food, you know, I don't count. I don't count at all. I feel like dads get the shot. And you can't complain, because it's like, you're not the one to push the baby out. And I feel that 100%. I feel it. But, I think, like, we need a support group or something. Like, dads just need to get together and be like, it is hard being a dad. And I be talking to my mom about stuff, and she's like, yeah, you got to give, you know, you got to give Tammy some slack. She's a first-time mom. I'm a first-time dad. Like, why? Why is that not... why is that not?
You know, it's crazy. You know what this like made that. Me think about? This is exactly what people are saying about the Black Lives Movement. I don't want to go on a tangent about all of the racial tensions all this stuff going on. I'm just saying the fact that, you know, what you said is true. I'm not discounting what my wife went through. Yeah. I'm just saying I went through something too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, everybody's lives don't matter. I'm just saying my life matters too.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part, the main part, the main focus, the two.
The two.
There's three little letters, T-O-O, two.
Yeah. And when I had the conversation with that guy on Facebook a while back, that's what I had to say. Like, Black Lives Matter doesn't say other lives don't. It's saying Black Lives Matter also, you know, in addition to as well. Because we have evidence that other lives matter. Right now, we lack evidence.
Clearly.
That Black Lives Matter. So we're just trying to remind you, because it seems like you may have forgotten, that while your life matters, my life matters as well. You know, and I and so it is a perfect sort of metaphor for each other. I'm not saying that my wife didn't go through something, and that she didn't go through something far worse than what I went through, but I still went through something.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and it would be nice to be able to talk about it and get it out and relate, you know, and maybe have some sort of support as well.
There's got
to
be some
rather than just being like straight discounted. Like, nobody even talks to you. Nobody really talks to you.
No.
And you know what amazed me about the entire process is that even being married, you know, to the mother of my child, my involvement was not necessary at all. Like, legally, like, none of, you know, I didn't have to sign anything. I didn't have to. They didn't need my permission to do anything. Like, you know, me being there was like my choice to be there.
Yeah.
It was not required. It was not needed. They didn't have to talk to me if they didn't want to. Like, you would occasionally find a doctor who would be talking to my wife with his back, you know, with his or her back to me. And every once in a while, they would realize, oh, he's back there. You know, let me, let me acknowledge.
It's like, one of them showed up.
Somebody else is in the room. It's crazy. You know, I just would like So now that I have a platform, and I feel better, Rich. I said it. I let it out. I feel, and that's all I've ever wanted. That's all I ever wanted, man. Let me take a sip.
Man.
Oh, man. Sometimes you just gotta let me get the evil out every once in a while, and I feel better.
I might take a sip or two when I get home.
Man. Yeah, I went to the bar with my friend that's in town. Went to Lil Woodrow's. She had a couple of Jamesons.
You know what's crazy? When you're at the bar,
yeah,
a shot of Jameson and a beer is like the best shit. Best shit in the world. When you sitting in your house and you try to drink a shot of Jameson and a beer, it's like, I thought this was good. It don't taste the same. It's that little bit of excitement. Like, yes, I caught a Jameson for $4. Shit, it's about to be the best motherfucking whiskey. And then you get home and it's like, I mean, it's all right. You know, I could have had top shelf.
Yeah.
You know, but
I tell you with the combination I had that caused a really bad night. Shots of Patron and Stella Artois. Yeah, Stella's pretty... Well, before I moved here, in my mind, Stella was a high alcohol beer. But now that I'm in Texas, I realize it's water.
No. It's water.
I don't think I could ever do, like, shots of tequila and beers here. That's like, it's like a death sentence.
Yeah, no. No. I could. Actually, I think one night we went to the Brass Tap. Right before the Brass Tap, I think we were at Rock Bar. And we took a couple of shots. Then we went to the Brass Tap, man. I'm ordering, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Epic. Yeah, we had Epic before.
Okay.
And Epic, brainless on peaches, brainless on strawberries. The minimum is, like, 17 ABV. So one is, like, 17. And then we had that that Raison at one time. And that Raison was, like, 19.2% ABV. So... Yeah.
I mean, that's hard liquor, pretty much.
Right? Drinking beer out here, shit.
Different story. Like,
comes in a full liter bottle. You're going to drink the whole bottle anyway.
I do those, that Carbock Rodeo Clown, a double IPA, and that's only like 10. But yeah, two of those.
You're done.
I'm good.
Yeah. You're good. Carbock is pretty good.
It is good. I'm an IPA fan.
Yeah. I just had a good IPA about a week ago. What the hell was that IPA? Can't even remember. I haven't filled up my growler in a while, though.
Yeah, I got two growlers out there right now, but...
I forgot I had growlers until I was packing the other day. I was like, how is this glass shit? And I pulled it out, I was like, oh, I got a growler. Oh, yeah, I got two growlers.
I got one from Flix.
Mm-hmm.
And I got
Flix
one.
Has growlers?
Yeah.
Oh, Flix does have growlers.
Yeah. And their beers are good. Their house beers.
Yeah.
Are good.
I always get the Golden Axe, something red. There's a few of them there.
Yeah, their beers are good, and also and Whole Foods just has a crazy selection.
I was going to HEB. HEB got a good selection. Almost got a growler full of a Thirsty Goat one time, and I was like, this don't even make sense. They got it in the aisle.
Thirsty Goat.
I'll put that back.
My ambers. I don't know what I like better, a good amber. I think it depends on what I'm trying to do that night. You know?
Yeah.
If I'm watching a game, I'll probably go amber.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have like three or four.
Watching a game, something light, relaxing. I'll always go like amber. If I'm having like a good steak though.
Yeah.
You can't beat IPA. Can't beat IPA.
Ah, ginger beer.
Damn,
I think I had a Beck's non-alcoholic at the bar. It smelled bad. Like, it smelled like... I had never smelled skunk before until I moved out. And do you smell it, like, all the time?
Yeah.
Are people, like, hitting skunks every day?
Yeah.
Like, what are skunks doing
on the road all the time?
On the road, do they just getting hit every day? And then you got... And then it doesn't matter if your windows are down or not. It just gets in. And you just got to live with it for, like, 5 miles.
You know which one kills me? When I see the dead armadillos on the side of the road.
Have you seen one where somebody put like a beer can in their hand?
No.
I heard that's like, because you know they die with like their legs up and you can like put a beer can and it looks like they're drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Sammy keeps telling me about it, but I've never seen one.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead on my deal list.
That's crazy. That TWS.
That's reminding me of that motherfucking Jolly Rancher. I never heard about that
before. Oh, yeah, yeah. PSA dudes, dude, huddle up. I just heard this the other day, because I'm privy to a lot of man hate these days. Jolly Ranchers. I hear that women will, you lick a Jolly Rancher or you suck a Jolly Rancher, you put it on the windshield. She said you put it on the windshield, yeah. And it'll, like, the dye gets into the windshield, and you pretty much got to, yeah, it stains the windshield, and you pretty much got to replace the windshield. Mm-hmm. And if you put it on, like, the body of the car, if you try to remove it, you'll take some of the paint off with the Jolly Rancher. Mm-hmm. So, dude.
No, now that I'm thinking about it, so what I'm thinking is, it's not necessarily staining the glass, but I don't know if every car is like this, because I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
I do know that on every one of my windows, if you look close enough, there's a film and a protective coating on the outside of the tint, even on a front windshield. It's a thin coating.
Yeah.
They might be talking about that.
But either way, you got to replace.
Anyway, you got to replace
the glass, like, to get rid of the stain. You can't just
pull the film off. That's yeah. Bonded. That's part of it. So.
So yeah, fellas, like, hey, Jolly Ranchers.
Your girl come in the house with a bag of candy.
Y'all, yeah.
Say sorry.
My bad. Would you like to go out for something to eat?
Or if it's beyond repair, take your car and leave. Do not go to the bathroom.
Nah.
Do not leave her alone with that candy. Gonna be sorry, bro.
It's real out here. Jolly Ranchers. And they, like... The conversation where I heard this brought up, like, it's just, like, common now. Like, I'm like, caught completely off guard. Like, word? Jolly Rancher?
I want to know who the first person who said, I'm about to throw a Jolly Rancher on his windshield. Like, who? How do you even think of that?
No. They thinking of it.
Jolly Rancher.
Like, I'm trying to keep you guys up to speed, man. I'm privy to a lot of man hate these days and some crazy situations going on and,
What is it, like 10 cent for a Jolly Rancher? $3.50 for a windshield? Damn, that's a...
A paint job, though?
That's man. Some money.
Man, just be good to your ladies, too.
Right now. Be cool.
Because they are learning some things. And, man, it's becoming more and more real to say it's cheaper to keep her.
Man, definitely is, though.
Yeah.
We've been jaw-jabbing for like an hour.
Yeah, yeah. We actually did like just BS for an hour.
Shit. Yeah. Shout out to BS.
Shout out to BS. Is this the one time, like, we have not avoided cursing the entire episode, and now all of a sudden it's BS. Like,
yeah.
It's been the most profanity-laced episode to date.
And I don't think I dropped that many bombs.
It's BS. Yeah, you know that BS. That bull excrement.
It wasn't on purpose. I was just trying to show you guys what happens if you have no fucks to give.
Yeah. No fucks or no active fucks?
No active fucks.
No active fucks. All
right. I had a few passive fucks, which I said the BS and N, but still.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Well, yeah, but I feel better. I got some stuff out.
Yeah.
You know? And we got some great content on the way. I think I'm going to make an effort to do this, like, every episode now. My man, Tavares Taylor Charities, ttcharities.org. Please check it out. Support and donate if you can. He always has a good program, something going on at the time, and they could use your help. We want it to be grassroots support. We want, you know, us to take care of us. Let's not make, you know, him go out and try to find corporate sponsors. Let's be responsible for one another. Let's be my brother's keeper and contribute and help. I believe in his charity organization and what they're doing. I believe he's a good dude. And I want you guys to support him if you can. ttcharities.org. I mean, even if you can't donate, just go check it out. Maybe tell somebody else about it. Just be aware of an organization out there, you know, trying to do some good. Aussie Movers, theaussiemovers.com. Still shouting out those dudes, Steve-O, Victor, and David, my favorite moving crew. If you're in Austin and you need moving assistance, check out the Aussie Movers. I think you can ask for Steve, Dave, and Victor specifically. I don't know if it'll mean anything if you tell them that I sent you. Tell them Flan sent you. They probably like, who? But those are my guys. What you got, Rich?
My back hurt. I'm old.
And I'm hungry. I got back support in my chair.
And I'm hungry.
And you're hungry. We ain't ordered a pizza, though. No. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hopefully, you got something from that conversation. I don't even remember what we talked about. But if you want to comment on it, you know where to find us. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Google Plus. We here. Check out the website. What is TWS.com?
Click on the ad.
Google us. The White Pants Society.
White Pants Society. Press the play button.
We are here.
Yo, if you want to know how to support us, all we asking for is go to the website, press the play button. We need numbers. We need listeners. If you want to support us, you know, we're not asking for your money. We're asking for a little bit of your time. Press the play button. Tell a friend about it. Tell them to press the play button. Let's get some numbers on the boards and show people that that this podcast is worthwhile. If you like what we're doing, just press the play button. All right.
Peace.
Peace.